This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Heather Fernandez is the Vice President of Marketing for Trulia.com, Trulia Real Estate Search. Heather, is the right way to describe it? It's sort of the Google of the real estate world?
That's a perfect way to describe it, Coy. I mean, it's basically, if you're interested in anything real estate, what's for sale, how home prices are trending at the hyper-local level, your city, your zip code, your neighborhood, or if you have a question about real estate where you want local experts to chime in and give you their 2 cents on whether it's a good time to buy or whether or not you should be remodeling your current home, you can do all of those things on our site, which is called Trulia.com.
There you go, T-R-U-L-I-A. Where does the name come from?
Actually, it comes from the words true and trust. Our founders, so we were founded in 2005, wanted a name which said transparency. You know, ultimately, Trulia is a bit like Google. You know, we're a third party. We don't have an incentive for you to buy or sell a home or really do anything other than get smarter about your real estate decisions. So they wanted a name which reflected that. So Trulia, the root of which is true and trust, came from there.
Yeah, and one of the things I like about the site is that you do this, you can find sort of micro information, because let's be honest, and we want to talk about this, so much of the national real estate news doesn't necessarily apply to your neighborhood or your town.
That's absolutely true. I mean, at the end of the day, it's essentially irrelevant. You know, if the national price has gone up 2 or down 5%, what really matters is what's happened in my neighborhood. You know, what are the number of foreclosures in my neighborhood, and how is that going to affect the value of my home? These are the kinds of things that we want to make very transparent and available to every end user out there, whether you're a real estate investor or someone who's looking to jump into the real estate market.
Yeah. We're talking with Heather Fernandez of Trulia.com. We're honored to have her here on the program. It's about 13 minutes after the hour of 5 in Central Virginia. Heather, what's Trulia's thoughts on President Obama's, I guess it's called the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan, the package that they have put together as they have reached out to lenders to try to remedy some of these challenging situations with, you know, folks who can't sell homes, you know, people who are underwater. We got foreclosures left and right, empty
right.
homes, you name it.
Well, it's a great question. I mean, ultimately, the question on our minds is, really, can any government stimulus stem what feels like a flood of foreclosures that are hitting the market? So just to recap some recent news, which I'm sure you've covered on your show, you know, according to RealtyTrack, we've seen an increase 6%, up 6% month over month and 30% year over year in foreclosure filings across the U.S. You know, we know that the concentration of foreclosures, 50% of foreclosures across the U.S. are in 35 U.S. counties. So you have high concentrations
wow.
of foreclosures, areas that are in big, big trouble.
Say that one more time, because that's really interesting.
Sure. While foreclosures are widespread, we know that they're concentrated in specific counties. So 50% of all foreclosures are concentrated in 35 U.S. counties.
Gosh.
Yeah,
half
absolutely.
Of the foreclosures are just in 35 counties in America.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You know, and to compound the problem, in addition to these rising foreclosure rates, we see that the delinquency rate for mortgage loans, you know, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, continues to go up. So as of Q4 2008, that's 8% of all loans outstanding had a delinquency associated with it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
according to the Labor Department, unemployment is rising month over month. So there is no shortage of bad economic news. So back to your question, what do we think about the mortgage relief plan, or the more formal, much longer name? We hope that it adds some stability to the market, but it may prove to be too little too late. And specifically in those very hard-hit areas, you may find that there's no way to really stop the bleeding other than to let the economy play itself out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you've got delinquency now at 8%, but unemployment is on the rise, that delinquency, which now is almost 1 out of 10, that's certainly going to go up, you would expect.
Absolutely. You know, people talk about the different waves of foreclosure, the first wave being ARMs, potentially irresponsible real estate investors or unaware home buyers who got duped by their, you know, by their lenders. That's what they say was the first wave. The second wave is essentially tied to joblessness. You know, we did a survey on Trulia.com to understand how people think Obama's done in his first, you know, at the time, first 30 days in office regarding the housing market. And by and large, everyone said, we're optimistic that he can turn things around, but number one priority is jobs. You know, more than mortgage relief or refinancing or tax incentives for buyers, ultimately, if I don't have confidence that I'm going to keep my job, that's going to keep me out of the housing market. And if I'm a homeowner, to give me $200 a month of relief is not going to help my cause if I'm unemployed.
Yeah, yeah. What are the particular aspects of this plan that you think people need to know about that might not have gotten a lot of attention?
Well, sure. There are really two main aspects of the plan where people in these groups ought to call their lenders to see if there's help provided for them. You know, number one is if you're paying over 31% of your gross income on your mortgage. You know, there are incentives in place for lenders to renegotiate with you, and ultimately this refinancing may enable you to stay in your home. The second group of folks are folks that could not refinance previously because their mortgage was more than 80% of the current home value of their home. So if you have a mortgage and you believe it is close to the value of your home or even a little bit above, the new range is between 80 to 105%. You know, if your mortgage is within 80 to 105% of your current home value, you may now be able to refinance your loan to make it more affordable on a month-to-month basis.
And that's going to reach some of those people who are underwater.
Absolutely.
Not all of them, because I know people who are worse off than that, but at least it'll help a whole swath of folks.
You know, Coy, that's exactly the point I was trying to make earlier, which is, you know, you think about the places that are hardest hit, Las Vegas, many places in Florida, you know, many places in California, Bakersfield, Stockton. You know, these places, homeowners are far more severe. They're underwater far more than the terms of the modification plan.
Yeah.
So ultimately, they may have no choice but to either continue to pay on a mortgage that's higher than the value of their home or simply walk away. And ultimately, you can't. It's difficult to fault someone for being rational about that decision.
Yeah, as much as you might take a severe hit on your credit report, and
we've heard
it could be upwards of, you know, maybe 200 points subtracted off, which is huge.
Huge.
But when it comes right down to it, that, as you say, that may be the most rational decision you can make, and then just ride out the bad credit for a couple, 3 years might be better off than trying to ride out this market holding on to that house.
You know, and those are decisions that people will have to make individually as they assess their own situation. Now, on the flip side, we've also done some research at Trulia, which shows a bit of optimism. Two things worth pointing out. One is we did a study of areas that have increased the most in terms of search behavior. So what do I mean by that? Areas where used to be number 35 in terms of the highest-ranked cities that are searched on Trulia, you know, and have now risen, you know, something like 10 to 20 points. So let me give you an example. Fort Myers, Florida is an area that's fairly hard hit. Their search rank in February of 2008 was number 39. So they were 39th on our list of all cities searched on Trulia. As of February 2009, they rose 26 points. And now they're the 13th most searched city on Trulia. The point I'm trying to make is we're actually seeing that type of behavior in many of the hard hit areas, which may tell you that whether it's investors or home buyers or people feeling like the bottom has hit those areas, they're coming in potentially with an interest to buy.
That's very encouraging.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the list, interestingly, of the top 10, almost half of them are cities in Florida. You know, Scottsdale, Arizona is on that list. Charlotte, North Carolina, and Queens, New York round out the list. So
yeah,
it's an interesting list. CNBC recently wrote about it. Because ultimately, we're seeing at least an interest based on what people are searching for online, which says to us, hey, maybe some of these buyers are willing to jump back in.
Yeah. And we're talking with Heather Fernandez of Trulia.com, real estate search online. If this plan can have any positive effect, and you couple the refinancing plan with the buying of toxic assets, which would get some of those toxic assets off of the balance sheets of some of these lenders, and so their capital might be less scared then and might start moving, then you might, I guess that, and that is the idea, you might see these wheels start to move again, where you can see see people buying again. And if people are buying, that means some of those folks are selling. And that's
absolutely. And, you know, anecdotally, so the first thing that I was going to point to was search behavior. So we have indications. You know, this could be a leading indicator to say people are looking at these areas and maybe start or maybe are starting to get ready to jump back in. The second is more anecdotal, and that is we get a lot of testimonials within Trulia Voices, which is our real estate community. And more we see first-time home buyers who previously were priced out of the market. You know, I was recently talking to a teacher up in Oregon who went in to get a car loan, ultimately saw that given her credit score, which was in the high 700s, she was able to get a home loan, bought her first home, two-bedroom, two-bath, single-family home in an area that she never would have been able to buy before. So there will be opportunity for those who were previously priced out of the market to start jumping in, and potentially the first-time home buyer tax incentive will contribute to getting them in off the sidelines.
Yeah, yeah. It is fascinating stuff. Heather Fernandez is the Vice President of Marketing at Trulia.com, real estate search online. It's the national Google for buying and selling homes online. What else are y'all tracking? I'm just curious.
Well, sure. So everything from what homes are on the market to foreclosures to stats and trends. So how many transactions took place in my neighborhood, in my city? You know, how has that changed month over month or year over year? We've got heat maps on our site, so you can take a look at your city or your county to understand what the price trends have been by area, and you can see it all visually, which is very cool. And then the last thing is something that we talked a little bit about, which is search behavior, to give us a sense of, you know, what's popular, where things might be heating up in the future, you know, pre-purchase. So as a leading indicator, what's happening, you know, what's happening with them online.
Yeah, yeah. Just to change gears here before we let you go.
Sure.
I'm just curious, if you could wax poetic here if you want, how Trulia and sites like it have really sort of changed the buying and selling of homes. We have buyers and sellers now who are educated in a way that we've just never, ever seen before when it comes to real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing that we've always set out to do is to help home buyers, home sellers, homeowners, you know, make smarter decisions. And the way we do that is by making information that previously might have been available, just difficult to find, you know, to have it within two taps of your mouse. So I think one thing that it's really done is help people feel more empowered about the home buying process. And on the flip side, you know, real estate agents have also gotten a lot smarter and taken more of a consultative role. So where previously you might have asked your real estate agent, hey, print me a list of open houses for me to visit this Sunday. You know, now if you have an iPhone, you can pull Trulia.com up on your iPhone app and you can find that open house tour on your own, or you can look on our site. So the information access is much better today, and I think the role of the agent is much more strategic today. Really helping you understand, is this a good investment? Help me negotiate this deal. You know, help me with some of the legal issues, as well as give me a real sense of this community, something that a real estate professional who's been living in that community can do best.
Yeah, absolutely. Heather Fernandez with Trulia.com. And just to go back, before I let you go, I want to clarify one thing.
Sure.
The mortgages that are that have access to this refinancing plan that the administration has put forward and is working with lenders to get out into the market. And as I understand it right now, the folks I know who are on that side of this this equation, they're still trying to come to grips with what exactly this is. And you have lenders now who are putting together packages and trying to make them available. They're
yep.
still working on that.
Boy, that is a very good point.
Yeah, because I know people who've called and they basically get, call us back. We're still trying to figure it out, and we don't have a program for you yet.
You know, Coy, that is a very good point. Thank you for bringing it up. You know, this has been announced at the national level. It's been written on. There's no shortage of articles about what's happened and what Obama's done to pass it. But ultimately, has this trickled through the banks? Has this trickled down to your local level? Probably not. So for those homeowners who think they may qualify for a mortgage relief or a refinancing, my advice would be call your lender today. Find out if it's trickled down to your local level. If not, just make sure that you're in a conversation with your lender such that when you can take advantage of the program, that you will.
Right, right. And only those mortgages that are held by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac are eligible, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, you do see other lenders who might make other things available outside of that, but this specific program that the administration put forward is for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans. And it's also important to point out that, you know, Countrywide could have your mortgage, but it might actually be owned by Fannie Mae.
That is exactly right, which is why I think as a sweeping directive to homeowners who think that they're going to be in trouble, the advice is go and talk to your lender, because there may be something, whether it's because of this mortgage relief plan or because that lender recognizes that they have a high incentive to help you stay in your home versus you foreclosing and putting another home on their books. You know, they may be willing to renegotiate with you.
Yeah, good point. Heather Fernandez is Vice President of Marketing with Trulia.com Real Estate Search Online. Heather, great to talk to you. Join us again.
Thank you so much, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.